conversation with an undercover nurse at a New York hospital.
Almost from the onset of the coronavirus epidemic in the United States, New York has been described as the epicenter of the outbreak, and Elmhurst Hospital in Queens, the epicenter of the epicenter.
Obviously, Elmhurst Hospital in Queens is right now the epicenter within the epicenter.
Elmhurst Hospital is the epicenter of the epicenter.
And Elmhurst Hospital is really at the center of this crisis here in the city and in the country, with doctors desperately trying to keep up with the growing number of patients as supplies dwindle.
And you see the black body bags? You say, what's in there? It's Elmhurst Hospital. Must be supplies. It's not supplies, it's people.
Also, from the beginning of the crisis, ventilators were described as essential life-saving equipment, initially in short supply.
You picked the 26,000 people who were going to die because you only sent 400 ventilators.
I knew that every person who needed a ventilator and didn't get one would die.
But why does New York, and Elmhurst in particular, appear to have been hit so much harder than other places in the United States? And were ventilators ever the right approach to treating COVID-19, especially once we realized that 60 to 90% of those vented do not survive? The experience and observations of nurse Erin Olszewski seem to offer some answers to these pressing questions, while simultaneously providing frontline information about a number of other hot-button topics, including the disproportionate number of COVID deaths among Americans of color, the distortions surrounding do not resuscitate orders, the disregard for personal protective equipment standards, and the clustering of COVID positive with COVID negative patients, which she witnessed again and again, and the tremendous amount of nosocomial or hospital acquired infections that resulted. Perhaps most urgently of all, she speaks of the therapies and protocols employed in her home state that did work. Erin was brought from Florida by a service funded by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. She spent almost a month at Elmhurst. What she saw there compelled her to become a reporter and whistleblower alongside her already extensive nursing duties. She made recordings, posted warnings on social media, and spoke through proxies about the nightmare conditions she witnessed. Erin was raised in Wisconsin and enlisted in the Army when she was 17, just before 9/11. She deployed in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom in 2003. Part of her duties involved overseeing aid disbursement and improvements to hospital facilities. While in country, she received the Army Commendation Medal for meritorious service and was wounded in combat. Erin eventually retired as a sergeant and became a civilian nurse in 2012. A mutual friend who was helping her make hidden camera recordings introduced us to Erin. After working a long shift at the hospital, she agreed to do an impromptu interview in her room at the Marriott Marquis overlooking Times Square. We encourage the viewer to leave aside their preconceptions about the nature of what is happening, to hear firsthand from an eyewitness who, at great personal expense and without political prejudice of any kind, now openly reports what she discovered in the hopes that the information will be put to good use to save lives. She began by telling us one of her most disturbing findings, that people who had repeatedly tested negative for COVID were being described as COVID confirmed.
Okay, so if you look close, I'm in my patient's chart. I am pulling up like their laboratory results. So if you look here, you'll see COVID-19 bioreference lab. Here are the test results. As you can see, 5-1-2020 at 17-16, not detected. They test for a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, the entire 30-minute report can be found on band.video. We have to make this go ultra, mega, massive viral. It needs to be on the president's desk. We told you first, the Democrats and the WHO in China committed mass murder with this.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the InfoWars War Room is Raw, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, broadcasting live on this Thursday, June 11th, 2020, at the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, on InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and warroomisraw.com. And I'm wondering, before the show starts, what is the big story to play? What is the big story to air? What do I want to start the show off with? Is it the total collapse of society that the left is currently engaged in, where last night they took down a statue and pretty much killed a guy? I mean, he's still alive, but I would guess that his life will never be the same again. When the statue landed on his head and removed the skin from his skull and cracked his skull. Is it that which is the perfect example of how this is going to descend, how this is going to go? And then they call for mommy when they realize they did an uh-oh? Because that's what this is. This is a bunch of mentally ill, arrested development, immature, irresponsible children who never grew up, LARPing like they're fighting a revolution, LARPing like they're actually in a war, and then the moment when they actually knock a guy's head wide open and almost kill him in broad daylight, boy, it got real quick, didn't it? Yeah, you almost got hit with a involuntary manslaughter charge. Boy, that got real quick, didn't it? But it wasn't that. Was I going to start the show with the new Expose Antifa Part 3 from Project Veritas? Just the Democrats with Antifa and Bernie Sanders campaign managers and everybody. Training for domestic terror, training for exactly what you're seeing happening now today, has been going on for years. Just showing you how it's all been organized, showing you how it's all been manufactured, which the purpose is to say, hey, look, this is an insurrection. These are domestic terrorists. Why are we allowing this to happen? But then ultimately, I decided to play the video 5 minutes from the 30-minute full report, which is at band.video, of the undercover New York nurse who has blown the lid off the COVID hoax. Now, is this story going to get traction? The only place you may see this story on television news is Tucker Carlson. Nobody else will probably touch it. This video should be 100 million views, 200 million views, 10 billion views around the world. And, you know, here is the saddest part about it. really, we only have one nurse that wants to be a hero. We only have one person that works at these hospitals that wants to try to save the world. We only have one individual who actually wants to stand for what's right and what's good and fight the good fight and expose corruption and expose mass murder. We only have one. There's only one, really? There's only one. Because this whole thing was so obvious, folks. We called it out from hundreds of miles away. And I told the crew to go find the reports that we filed. You may remember it was a week or two ago when I was sitting here pounding on the desk saying Andrew Cuomo is a mass murderer. But it was a month before that where I was saying, maybe two, I don't even remember. We're seeing if we can find the videos. Sat right in this chair and I said, look, the biggest story that nobody's talking about is the fact that the Democrats with the World Health Organization in China just blatantly committed mass murder. They just murdered tens of thousands of old people in nursing homes. They murdered the people that they put on the ventilators. They murdered them. It's the biggest story no one's talking about because it's so big that you can't even believe it. It's so obtuse that you'd think, well, if that was real, then somebody would certainly be reporting it. So really, there's only one brave nurse? Really? There's only one. Now, you may recall, we were taking phone calls from nurses and doctors and people in the public health sector that called into the broadcast with information that they had saying, yeah, the tests aren't working. Yeah, they're getting $13,000 bonuses for COVID confirmation. So they're just saying everyone has COVID. Yeah, they're shutting down the whole hospitals. Now we're in the COVID business. But it's really just pathetic. I don't even know how to properly categorize this. That we have such criminal fraud going on. Such criminality, so blatant, so in your face. That you just ignore it and you just take it. Because you just think, well, there's nothing I can do. So it's all come out, folks. But here's the big threat now. Now that the COVID hoax has been fully exposed, they're going probably to release another bioweapon. And they're going to do the same thing. And maybe this one will be more deadly. And because they weren't stopped this time, and because they got away with it this time, they're just going to do it again. And that's pretty sad, isn't it? But you can go watch the full report and share it with your friends and family. Send it out to email. If you still got social media, put it up there. Because at least America can see it and know it, even if they want to try to ignore it and if they want to just not do anything about it or just pretend like it's okay or everything will be fine when mass murderers are running around and in control. Yeah, sure, everything will be just fine. I mean, it's a scary thing where I have friends and family sending me texts this week talking about how they've never felt the way they feel right now in America. They think it's done. It's like, well, you know, we tried to warn people. And then it's like, hey, Owen, what's the president doing? Why isn't he doing anything? Is it time to abandon him? Has he abandoned us? I don't know. I'm seeing everything you're seeing. I'm stunned. I'm unsettled. I knew it was coming. But there will be the pendulum, which is moving faster. It will swing back. And I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know how quickly it's going to be, but it will swing back. And just like that statue that fell on the head of that protester, this is going to knock the left out unlike anything you've ever seen. And it doesn't even matter that police are kneeling all around the nation and white people are kneeling and washing black people's feet and white Hollywood is saying how racist they are and billions of dollars in endowment and other funds have been given to black people in the United States of America, specifically just for black people, all the programs, all the charities, everything. None of that matters, see, because the media showed you a video of George Floyd, which was all a setup from the beginning, and that becomes the main story, and then the brainwashed masses go along with it. What a time to be alive. When we get back, I'll get into some of the news. The third hour today is going to be all your phone calls.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner. Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. And we're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and in some ways even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself. What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Al Green is on Fox News right now with his face mask that says, I can't breathe. He's sitting in his office with a face mask on. How did I get into this clown world, Lord? You know, I'm not going to get mad today. I'm going to try never to get real mad again just because, I mean, it's just so beyond clown world at this point. It's like, what's the point of even getting mad anymore? Just everything is a total clown world joke. Neil Cavuto with Al Green with an I can't breathe face mask on in his office. That's comedy. A Black Lives Matter protest that takes down a Confederate statue that lands on a black guy's head and kills him. Oh, he's still alive, but let's be real, folks. That's, feeding tube the rest of your life territory. His name is Chris Green, by the way. The story's up on the Gateway Pundit. George Floyd is more alive than Chris Green today. By the way, because you had all the George Floyd family speaking in Congress yesterday, as if George Floyd, deserves that. When does David Dorn's family speak before Congress? No, you don't get that, do you? It's the clown world now, folks. It's the clown world now. Now, I'm going to finish up with this COVID coverage, but Savannah Hernandez, filling in for producer Scott today, found these older articles. You know, if I'm going to give these liberals and leftists in media the benefit of the doubt, today will be the day to do it. Because let me go over these headlines. From Media Matters, Timothy Johnson, who helps promote the banning of me on social media. You take one look at the guy and you probably would never want to spend a minute with him in private. Here's his headline from May 12th. Alex Jones claims frontline coronavirus healthcare workers are killing patients for eugenics. Well, you can phrase it however you want, but the truth is the truth, and it's now fully revealed, Timothy, who's probably listening right now. Do you think that's funny, dude? Like, do you think that's funny to write a story about how Alex Jones was right? And then you sit here and you demonize us when we're trying to stop mass murder? Do you think that's funny, Timothy? Do you have any self-awareness at all? Here's a story from The Work Ethic, May 14th. Alex Jones has sick new COVID conspiracy theory. And it talks about how on May 5th, Alex is saying people are going into nursing homes and dying. It's all part of a program. It's being done in Democrat states. They're doing it intentionally. They're getting money for it. And then, of course, they talk about how stupid that is, and how Alex Jones is a joke. And it doesn't matter that it's all true. It's just like, oh, Alex Jones said it. Ha, 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 ha. It's like, hey, by the way, did you know he was right? It's Alex Jones. Hey, look, I'm going to tear down a statue and my friend's going to die. But I had fun. I fought a revolution. New York's ABC News, New York. Andrew Cuomo criticized over highest nursing home death toll. Done by design. New York Post. Governor Cuomo is a hypocrite on life, death, and nursing homes. So again, all you people think it's funny when you make fun of InfoWars for telling you that Cuomo is a mass murderer and that China and the World Health Organization covered this up coming out of Wuhan, and then this man-made virus they intentionally sent into nursing homes and then gave you a cash payout if you had a patient, motivating the hospitals to report everyone for COVID so that then you could fake the pandemic happening. And you think that it's funny when you go write a story bashing InfoWars for telling the truth? You know, I hope that none of you have your grandparents in nursing homes in New York, because Cuomo's coming to kill them. Is that funny? Is that fun in games? You're going to write a story? Is that real cool? You're a real tough guy. And now we have the video at band.video of Aaron Marie Olszewski, who went undercover as a nurse in New York City and has exposed the whole thing from Elmhurst Hospital. It's at band.video. So is that funny, guys? Is that funny, Jack Dorsey? Is that funny, Mark Zuckerberg? Is that funny, Susan Wojcicki? Is that funny? What's the guy's name ahead of Google? The Indian fella? Pichai. Is that funny, Sundar Pichai? Is that funny, Tim Cook? Is that funny, Bill Gates? Is that funny? Guys, are we laughing yet that you just murdered tens of thousands of old people? Did you have fun with that? You guys still having fun laughing at InfoWars, thinking this is all a game? Hope you guys are enjoying yourself because they're coming for you next. Oh, yeah. All you protesters out there, you don't get it yet. You're about to be slaughtered. That's not a threat. Because no matter what ends up happening from this, it doesn't end well for you. There is no out for you. There is no victory for you. You're teaming up with mass murderers. You have sided with mass murderers, murderous regimes in China. And now it's fair to say this Democrat Party is the biggest murderous regime in the history of this country. With all the abortions, with the big COVID spread in the nursing homes, the Democrat Party is a party of mass murder in the United States of America. And now they've got all their little minions out on the streets burning and looting. You've had about 30 people die now during these protests. Just last night, smashed a guy's skull open, brains pouring out onto the ground after you chopped down a Confederate statue and it landed on his head. But don't worry, it's not going to stop. In fact, I'll make a prediction right now. They'll chop down another statue that'll crush another protester's skull before this is all said and done. I'd bet on it. But hey, didn't you hear Alex Jones and InfoWars said they're killing people with COVID in the nursing homes? And even though it's all totally true and they were right, and I'm protecting mass murderers with my media right now, I'm going to point my finger and laugh at them and claim victory, even though I'm probably going to get it next, because now I've teamed up with mass murderers nationwide and around the world. And I really do feel bad for these people, that they're so brainwashed and dumb that they don't even see it. But you know what sucks about it? What sucks about it is that if I'm fighting for air to survive and to save my family or my species, and you're in the way, well, what do you think is going to happen to you? You're getting put in the way of the human species trying to survive right now. You're not going to survive it if you're in our way. So I'd get out of the way before it's too late.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you. The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
I'm really looking forward to taking your calls in the third hour, but I need to cover all of this news. Tom Papert coming on in the second hour, and then we'll open up the phone lines. Really looking forward to hearing your thoughts on everything we're about to cover today. It's just incredible, really, isn't it, to be watching all this? There were protesters out again in Austin, Texas today. You know, it's funny, and I've always said this. It's been a while, though, since I've said it, actually. Probably a lot of new audience members have never heard me say this before. I can't remember the last time I said it, but could you imagine if these protesters and left-wing organizers and agitators, could you imagine if all the time and energy and effort they put in to their social justice agenda, to their whining and complaining about America, and to all the stuff that they do with their time and their energy for it, could you imagine if they actually like applied that to like maybe bettering themselves? Starting a business. Starting an exercise program. Anything. Could you imagine? Well, then they might realize how not oppressed they are. Or they would realize what the oppression really is, and it's big government. Which, ironically or unironically, what they're calling for. But see, that's just it. We're dealing with a bunch of brainwashed mental defects of individuals who don't want responsibility. And they feel so disenfranchised, they'd rather be a degenerate bum than actually try to accomplish anything, not even realizing it. Hey, yeah, there's some problems in this country. Believe me. I get it. I'm sick of the big government. But even with that and all the problems we have, the opportunities for you in this country are still better than they are anywhere else. I'm pontificating here. Folks, we've got specials at InfoWarsStore.com happening right now, including T-shirts on sale at cost. T-shirts from InfoWarsStore.com on sale at cost. So sometimes I wear T-shirts here on air. You can go check those out at InfoWarsStore.com. They're on sale. And let's see what we got here. We've got huge savings on some of the best-selling products. Guys, pull up that homepage for me again. See what we got there. We got 60% off the InfoWars Life protein bars. Let me see that homepage, guys, one more time. Guys, if you could just pull up the homepage, because this is no good for me. Thank you. We've got 60% off the InfoWars Life protein bar, vanilla coconut, 60% off the Real Red Pill and the Real Red Pill Plus. I start every morning with the Real Red Pill. I don't do the Real Red Pill Plus. The only difference, folks, is there is a caffeine element in the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill doesn't have that. Brain Force Plus, I take that every day before the show. In fact, I just popped open a new bottle today before the show. Bio True Selenium, Turbo Force, all 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, the T-shirts on sale, $9.95. And here's my biggest fear. Obviously, Trump's not going to do anything, folks. I'm just going to tell it like it is. Now, that's not an attack on Trump. Maybe he does have a plan, or he's letting them hang themselves, or he feels his hands are tied because he can't do anything at this local level, and he's just letting the Democrats do it, and he really thinks 2020 will be the year to save it all. But don't hold your breath on President Trump doing anything. Don't expect that, because he's given us really no indication that's going to happen. So my fear is that this is only going to get much worse. And when that happens, folks, you're going to want emergency food. So if you don't have emergency food, we do have it available at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And it ships and is at your door in about 4 weeks, which seems like a long time. But right now, with all the demand, it's really not. All right, let me get into this news now. Let's look at what has been going on. So again, last night, they tore down the statue, and it just, to me, look, it's one event of many with them tearing down statues and engaging in rioting and people dying and everything. But to me, this is like the moment that just encapsulates everything this movement is. You're out here defecating an inanimate object. You're out here attacking an inanimate object. You're virtue signaling for issues that you've never experienced. And in your total, uncontrolled, unthought out outrage, in your destructive hatred, you attack an inanimate object that then lands on a gentleman's head and just about kills him. Now, the individual survived, but believe me, folks, he'll probably be on a feeding tube for years, if not the rest of his life. When you have your skin peeled from your face and your skull cracked open, it's not good news for you. And if this isn't a moment of realization for them, the moment will never come. And I wouldn't be surprised if that individual died soon, folks. How does the saying go? Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Hey, look, Chris Green, that guy didn't deserve to die. He didn't deserve to get a statue on his head, but he was at a riot and was under a statue they were trying to chop down. And, well, 2 + 2 = 4. It's kind of like George Floyd. If you believe the story, George Floyd hopped up on fentanyl, gets involved with a crooked cop, has a personal beef, resists arrest, dies at the hands of the police officer. Did he deserve to die? Should that have been his fate? No. But he certainly wasn't in a good position. And so the left is continuing, the Democrats are continuing to celebrate this behavior, promote this behavior. Ilhan Omar celebrating as Christopher Columbus statues are removed. And see, here's the funny thing. Ted Cruz is actually really smart. And so Ted Cruz tweets out in response to one of the Columbus statues being removed. He says, American Taliban. Now, why does he say that? Well, that's because what the Taliban does is they go around and they destroy historical monuments and famous buildings and historical architecture and stuff like that. They destroy whatever town or country or whatever they get in. They immediately start destroying that town or whatever country's culture. That's what they do. They destroy their artifacts and everything. So Ted Cruz is making that reference there. And Ilhan Omar is just too stupid. She probably didn't even get that. But then she says that the protest was organized by indigenous people. Do you realize how stupid that is? That's like saying it was organized by Martians or something. There's just no truth to it at all. Unless you're just saying by Americans, then I guess it's true. And then she says Columbus literally started a genocide against them. So now she's saying it's Central Americans leading this. So I guess they're not even from here. And then also recognizing the historical fact that Columbus really didn't spend much time in the modern day United States of America, but Central America and South America. But then missing out on the entire irony altogether, which is pointed out by Ben Dumanich, that the Columbus statue that she was celebrating that was ripped down was actually sculpted by an Italian immigrant who also helped build Grand Central Station. And this is just lost on them as it was a gift during the Great Depression as a symbol of the acceptance of Italian immigrants in Minnesota. But of course, the idea of unity and that statue, which was at the time a symbol of unity and its purpose was unity, of course that's what they want to destroy. Ah, because that's what the Democrats and the left and Ilhan Omar is all about.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run. And I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
It's finally here.
Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism, and so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. InfoWars.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back into the InfoWars War Room. Is Raw, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, where we have a t-shirt special going on right now. I've got my InfoWars Hexagon logo t-shirt on now. And I'm just sitting here thinking how I can convey the evil that we're dealing with. And you really can't. I mean, their own actions are the conveyance. How much are you going to hear from the media about all the dead now? It's close to 30 from these riots. You're not going to hear from them at all. Now, why would that be? Black Lives Matter. David Dorn's life doesn't matter. All the other protesters that died that were black, they don't matter. It only matters when they can use that individual for their agenda. And that's what the heart of the liberal progressive movement is. The muscle is the Chinese communists. And in a cylinder understanding of all this, it all comes out to communist China, folks. All of it comes down to the Chinese communists. Soros bet on the Chinese communists that America would fall. That's why he's trying to collapse America. Most of these Democrats probably did the same thing. Big business looks at China and says, 3 billion people, I want in that economy. China says, whoa, 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 you can't get into my economy unless you allow us total control. So what are you going to see? Your favorite movies are going to be edited when you watch them on Netflix, so that they can air in China. Everything on the internet is going to be censored and edited so that it can be consumed in China. And you'll never even know. You'll be watching your favorite movie and you'll see the little differences here and there. You'll see a American flag replaced by a Chinese flag, and you'll see all this and you'll kind of scratch your head and be like, I don't remember it like that. But they're already betting that you won't even realize it. You won't even remember it. You don't even remember that they just faked the pandemic. You don't even remember that they just said social distancing and now they're rioting in the streets and promoting it. They're doing both at the same time. That's the evil. That's the criminal nature of these deceivers.
Think about that. At a parallel timeline, they're running a fake pandemic saying you cannot go outside, you must social distance, you must wear a mask, you must have your business closed. And on a parallel timeline saying, get out, protest, riot. Literally, they're saying loot. Like the media says, oh, they're not saying that. Folks, we've got the Undercover Project Veritas videos. Their Zoom calls have been uploaded and infiltrated. You can go watch those too. They're trying to censor them where they say, yeah, looting and burning down buildings and property destruction is a form of peaceful protest. So at the same time when they're telling you, you can't stay or you can't go out, you can't open your business, you can't not have a mask, all that, global pandemic, they're also saying, go out, protest, destroy stuff, riot. That's your duty. And that's on a parallel timeline. Again, how do I convey that evil? How do I convey that deception? How do I properly deliver this information to you so that you understand what you're dealing with? And the truth is, I can't, folks. You either see it or you don't. And maybe that's ultimately what 2020 is. Maybe that's ultimately what 2020 ends up becoming, and perhaps President Trump's already measured that. And so we're just going to have to draw our battle lines through the rest of this year, and then we'll see what happens in the election, and we'll go from there. I don't like that strategy. I'd like to clean this up now. But I'm not the POTUS who's in Dallas right now at a fundraiser that I believe cost about $500,000 a seat. But, you know, we talked about how somehow the intelligence agencies and all the spy apparatus that we have set up, somehow we can't figure out who all these rioters and looters are. We knew Osama bin Laden took down the Twin Towers and organized the whole thing somehow within hours. Well, that was fake news. But somehow we knew that with the intelligence agencies. Somehow we knew about a Trump PP tape, which was fake. Somehow we knew about all that. Somehow we can censor everybody, but we can't figure out who's doing the rioting and the looting. Of course, that's BS. You could in a heartbeat. Now it's been proven. Wall Street Journal. Looters are now seeing unsettling messages appear on iPhones. Folks, of course they had this capability. So now if you stole an iPhone, you're getting a message. And it pops up on the screen and it says, please return to Apple Walnut Street. Now, that's just this one example that I have pulled up here, but it's happening all over the country where people stole iPhones. And so the iPhone activates and then pops up and then they say, please return to the store, because they have the numbers and the codes and it's all on a grid and it's all in a database and they already have all of it. So, I mean, they could ID all of these looters tomorrow if they wanted to. They're not even going to get punished for this. Who knows if they even return it? Oh, but I go to jail for having tape over my face at the Capitol. This country's a joke, man. It's all happening under President Trump. Having a press conference on police reform right now. That's nice. Isn't that nice, guys? The president is talking about police reform. Way to go. Way to go, President Trump. Play along with the fake racial inequality. Play along with the fake pandemic. Just keep playing along with it. We're really enjoying the show here. Suffering, watching America burn. We're really enjoying it. But so, depending on the state you're in, depending on the iPhone you stole or how many, you could potentially be a felon. How much property value is that? Heck, tap on a charge of property destruction. They were in the building. How'd they get in? That's a B&E. So that's potential felony charges here. None of them will get charged. And even if they were detained or arrested, they'd be released immediately. And remember, in California and in Dallas and some other areas last year, they wrote legislation that if you stole something less than $500 in value, you don't even get arrested. You walk right out that door with your free new coat. Remember that? It's all by design, folks. It's all by design.
Here's another story you won't see on TV. Police search for gunman who shot at NYPD vehicle in Queens. Two officers were suffering from minor wounds. The police vehicle got shot through. I do believe they found one of the suspects. But, you know, just the war on police launched by the Democrat Party, launched by Barack Obama, launched by the mainstream media. And they won't cover it. Those cops could have died. Those cops then had to return fire. Someone else could have died. Doesn't matter. See? Racial inequality, racial injustice, even though all mainstream media promotes is black people. And so then there's Taylor Swift just begging to be relevant again, saying, I'll sell out Trump. I'll say whatever you want. Just please play my music on the radio again. Pathetic. Oh, but she saw the tea leaves. She knew her career was done if she didn't toe the liberal agenda. She didn't toe the Chinese communist agenda. You're pathetic, Taylor Swift. And you know what? See, and that's what's so sad about this. Taylor Swift could have beat the whole system. But she sold out to it. She could have been an American hero. She was big enough. She was good enough. She didn't need the establishment. She didn't need Hollywood. She doesn't need TV. Oh, but see, she does. Because it's all about her. It's all about her ego. It's not about doing the right thing anymore. So you just sell everything out. You just sell it all down the drain because of your own ego, your own hubris, and your own lack of confidence. But, you know, I guess if they did arrest all the looters and all the rioters, I guess at that point, I don't know who would vote for Joe Biden. So maybe they've made that measurement. Hey, we can't be arresting these looters and rioters. There'd be nobody left to vote for Joe Biden except your grandma that they just killed in a nursing home. So that's just the sick, evil nature of the Democrat Party. It's real fun to talk about every day, you know, and just sit here and watch them do it. Oh, thank you, Taylor Swift. Let us know when you're done selling out your soul, Taylor Swift, and then maybe we'll listen to your music again.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children. Never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you. It's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
cult came across our radar in early 2018. We had seen some articles online about them and saw that they were sort of the militia wing of Antifa, also called the John Brown Gun Club. I reached out to the chapter in Shelby, North Carolina over Facebook Messenger, and I received a reply right away. They are Antifa in that they share the Antifa ideology. This particular group sees themselves as armed revolutionaries, and they believe in total abolition of everything, including the police. Once we were finished shooting, they needed to interview me. This was part of my initiation.
If an officer of the state came to your door and asked you questions about your political ideology and people you associate with, how would you respond?
I would say no.
If you were tabling at a gun show and someone loudly accused you of being a terrorist or part of Antifa, how would you handle it?
I probably would laugh.
In 2018, a Project Veritas journalist infiltrated Redneck Revolt North Carolina chapter.
So Redneck Revolt came across our radar in early 2018. We had seen some articles online about them and saw that they were sort of the militia wing of Antifa, also called the John Brown Gun Club. I reached out to the chapter in Shelby, North Carolina over Facebook Messenger, and I received a reply right away from the leader. His name was Paul Ditz.
She's asking questions about the NRA.
Well, we're the wrong people to ask about the NRA.
Are you a member of the NRA?
Hell no.
No?
I hate the NRA.
Really?
The NRA is a white supremacist terrorist organization. Absolutely.
Can I quote you?
Yes.
They are Antifa in that they share the Antifa ideology, and it can be shared by many different groups. Typically, Antifa that you see on TV are the ones that are dressed in all black, you know, and they go and they throw rocks or bricks and start trouble. This particular group sees themselves as armed revolutionaries. They're all about the working class, you know, so they share this communist, anarchist ideals that the working class should run the country with no government. And they believe in total abolition of everything, including the police. Charlottesville was comprised of your typical Antifa black bloc measures. There were also Black Lives Matter. There were multiple chapters of Redneck Revolt that went to Charlottesville and acted as the militia wing of the anti-fascist movement. One of their missions is to arm minorities. They feel that Black Americans and minorities are disenfranchised by gun laws and permit fees. I would say probably around the third time that I met with them, they invited me to go to the gun range with them for what they called range night.
This is semi.
Okay.
That means semi-automatic.
Okay.
One shot for one trigger
yeah.
pull. You kind of have 1 foot back.
Mm-hmm.
And this arm, you want to have both arms straight.
Going to the gun range with Redneck Revolt was especially stressful and scary because A, they had guns, and B, I was wired with a camera.
All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, we've got the entire report up at Infowars.com and band.video. You know, it's so ironic listening to this because, like, InfoWars is the real anti-fascists. Like, we're the ones actually fighting fascism. And it's funny, you hear them in this video saying, yeah, you know, we want to abolish all this big government. We want the working man to be in charge. Like, that's America. Like, that's the idea of America. That's why America was amazing. That's why we had America. And then they say we want to arm minorities. They can arm themselves, except Democrat laws are stopping them.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
That is a t-shirt from InfoWarsStore.com. The Don't Tread on Me Betsy Ross flag t-shirt, only at InfoWarsStore.com. Tom Papert from NationalFile.com is with me now. Well, Tom, I'm really not sure what to begin with here today. We've got Democrat riots continuing across the nation with the cover-up and the promotion by the Democrats and the mainstream media. We've got the fake pandemic and the mass murder by the Democrat Party with the COVID-19 in the nursing homes. That's continuing. They're actually trying to bring it back. We've got now a warlord Raz, apparently, I guess is his name now, running the autonomous zone in Seattle, collecting money and beating people up. You've got Antifa fully exposed by Project Veritas. No action from any FBI or anything. So, you know, we just get domestic terrorists. I mean, it's like, hey, I'm gonna catch domestic terrorists so that the FBI can know what to do and take care of them. And it's like, okay, well, what would you do? All right, I'll go undercover. I'll get the footage and then I'll deliver it to you. Okay. And then it happens and they're just like, all right, good job. Okay, you gonna do anything? No. Well, what the hell? And then you've also got protesters taking down Confederate statues and nearly killing one of their own. My guess is that individual probably will end up dying from this coma. So Tom Papert, what's at nationalfile.com? Where do you want to begin?
Well, Owen, it's all just a smorgasbord of clown world is what you just described. And I'm happy to say that I have been taking my clown pills for a long time now. Personally, I'm very excited to see where Warlord Raz in the Seattle Autonomous Zone, where this is going to lead us as a country, because while we have regular police standing by, our politicians ignoring these issues, there is one man, a rapper turned warlord, who is actually out there changing society as we know it. And they seem to be doing a speed run of communism. They had food shortages in about 6 hours. They kicked out their leader for being sexually abusive or a serial abuser or something like that. Then they appointed this character, Raz. I guess he wasn't appointed, but he had all of the guns, Owen. So in a communist society, the man with the most guns becomes the de facto leader. And police say that somebody, likely Raz, is now extorting the residents and the businesses within the Seattle Autonomous Zone so he can fund his private army of people who also have guns. So I think that this is the future of America. I think that Raz could be the new emperor, not just of America, but of Earth. And I, for one, am ready to swear fealty to Mr. Raz Simone. I've listened to all his music videos, and I think that it's inevitable, Owen. I think that we just have to accept that Antifa is going to rule over us with the armies of Raz, and this is just our life now.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess if the government's and the president and the FBI, nobody's going to do anything about it, then I guess so. Yeah, you know, it's funny because I saw that tweet from President Trump, and I've got it right here. Domestic terrorists have taken over Seattle, run by radical left Democrats, of course, law and order. You know, look, folks, I hate to be the person, because I understand you watch a bunch of media and you love President Trump. I hate to be the person to give you the bad news, but this is just a miserable failure by the president. I mean, he is flopping around like a fish out of water. I'm sorry, folks. I just have to call it like I see it, and that's how I see it. I mean, this is just a total joke. First of all, you're going to tweet about domestic terrorists taking over a city? You're going to tweet? You're going to tweet? And then you're so out of touch with how to be the commander in chief, you don't even realize that that tweet actually empowers them.
Literally, he's done more to empower now these terror groups with one tweet than he has done anything to stop the censorship happening on Twitter. That's an embarrassment to me. And so there you go. So Raz sees it, and you know he's all excited about it. Yeah, who didn't see that coming?
Well, Owen, you're completely right. I mean, I just like you, just like everybody, really support this president when he gets it right. But for the past few months now, he's done almost nothing but get it wrong. I mean, we'll see where this big tech executive order goes. I've heard good and bad things. We'll see where eventually, maybe someday in the distant future, naming Antifa a terrorist organization. We'll see if that goes anywhere. But to tweet about this, I mean, if Antifa is really a terrorist organization, which is what the president has indicated he believes, then this is fundamentally no different than if ISIS were to capture a 6-block perimeter in downtown Seattle and set up their own caliphate where they beat people up and extort them for money. It's fundamentally no different. A terrorist is a terrorist. But when it's Antifa, we do nothing. We do nothing. We let these people run rampant. They have guns. They're hurting people. They're stealing people's money. And nobody raises a concern in the White House and says, hey, maybe we should actually go in there and clean this up. No, it's just status quo, because I think this is really what they believe, Owen. They believe that the left looks ridiculous right now, which admittedly they do. And so they're reveling in it. They're saying, oh, the left looks so ridiculous. We're going to win 2020 in a landslide. But the fact is, the left looks ridiculous. The right also looks equally ridiculous because we're sitting around and doing nothing. We're indulging these people. I'm no big preacher of the gospel of Ronald Reagan, but at least Reagan sent in the fire department and the National Guard when things like this would happen. And then when the media tried to blame him for it, he shut them down and walked out of the room. President Trump at this point is no Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, that's a good point. You made another good point earlier, which is the credo of communism when you said who has the most guns ends up in control. Ah, now you see why the Democrats want to take all of your guns. But, you know, here's the thing. If Roz doesn't spend the rest of his life in jail, if that guy's not arrested immediately, then what is anybody waiting around for? Why don't people go out and start robbing banks at gunpoint? You know, let's just rob whoever you want. Just go out on a murder spree. I mean, this guy, how many times has he brandished a weapon illegally? How many times has he used that weapon for intimidation to steal money? I mean, each one of those is a felony. He's probably committed at least 5, 10 felonies, 20. Taking over a government structure, that's insurrection. Probably desecrating venerable objects, that's also a felony. I mean, this guy belongs in jail the rest of his life. Oh, but Trump gives him energy. Trump gives him fuel by tweeting about him. Told myself I wouldn't get mad today, so I'm gonna you know, calm down for a little bit here. But, you know, I was kind of joking about this with the crew earlier, and the more I think about it, the more it's not the time. But seriously, I was thinking, like, you know, if Trump's not going to do anything, I'll come on air today and I'll say, if by 6 o'clock Monday, nobody has removed this warlord from Seattle and nobody has removed the Antifa Black Bloc from Seattle, I'll put out a call live on air and I'll recruit 100, 200 men. We'll have military, ex-cops, everything, and we'll go do it. Now, here's the thing. Again, I was never a violent revolutionary. This would just be making a point. But what's sad about it is I have no connection to Seattle. Okay, I've never even been to Seattle. So it's like, if that happened in Austin, it'd be like, oh, instinct, you go do that. But just nobody in Seattle cares? Like, there's nobody? It just happens? And, I mean, I'm just kind of at a loss with it right now.
Well, Owen, the reason why we know that Raz is supposedly, I mean, the police chief basically came out and said it without mentioning his name. She did a video statement to officers that was leaked, so they made it public to anybody can go watch it on YouTube. And she says straight up that she refuses to acknowledge that they lost the area, but she admits that there are people, in her words and air quotes, patrolling the area with guns. She admits that there are reports of a protection racket happening in the area. And she basically says that the police, if it was their prerogative, they would still be there. They would still be defending this precinct. They would be keeping this from happening. But the mayor came down from on high, and the governor, I'm sure, was in part of the decision as well. And they said, we are going to abandon this area. We will let them do what they want to do with it, pull back, create a new perimeter. And that was the end of it. So the police would like to do something. But Owen, I do have to just point out, and I'm no violent revolutionary either, but considering this is a warlord where might makes right, I think that anybody, whether in the United States or otherwise, we could have Saddam Hussein's ghost come out and try to do this, because as a warlord, his power should be able to be challenged at any time. So frankly, we could have anybody go in there and take over. It's no longer part of the United States. This is the equivalent of a jihadi in Iraq. Whoever has the most might makes right.
I mean, look, I'm not the guy that, I'll just use my platform to do it. But it's like, dude, I could easily get up 20 to 50 military guys to come in and take you out. It wouldn't even be hard. It would take an hour or less. You're a rapper that makes a gangster rap music videos. And so, I mean, I don't know if you even know what you're doing at this point. But who knows? Hey, maybe he's got the right idea. Maybe that's the right idea. Maybe just arm up, gun up, take over your local city and just claim it your town, because the president doesn't seem to do anything about it. So, hey, why not?
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, great suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated. But we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you. And it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins. So please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now. So you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can. Because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
It's finally here, introducing the first of its kind nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room.
Infowars.com/show.
Going to hide it from you, folks. I'm giving Trump a pretty hard time here off air. And it's like it's like a weird thing, because you realize Trump has the ace of spades, and so you don't want to sit here and go against him knowing he could play that card at any time, and then you'd look like the guy that abandoned ship. But again, I just have to call it as I see it. All Trump supporters are suffering right now. You're being censored. You can't go see your grandma. You can't go have a funeral. You can't open your business. I mean, it's like, you know, your city's being overrun by rioters. Trump sits on Twitter all day. And this response that people have, Tom, where they say, oh, what do you want him to do? Well, what would you do? Would you do nothing? Or, yeah, but look at all the good things he's done. Well, what good things? The economy? They ripped that away from him. Oh, but he got us out of TPP and the Paris Climate Accord. They'll sign us right back into that tomorrow. Everything he's done can be reversed. Everything. And the only thing that can't be reversed is real justice. Real indictments, arrests, sentences, a military tribunal. And we're so overdue for it. I mean, I pray to God that's been Trump's plan and he really does want to do this, but I mean, right now, this is just a joke. And you know, Tom, we saw all the, hey, I get it. Hey, this is a political victory. Well, okay, what if there's nothing left in November? What if there's no America left? But I saw this poll. Now, I don't believe any of the polls that say Biden is beating Trump. That's a joke. In fact, we got clips from Biden. He had some virtual deal today, literally fumbling and stumbling. I think you guys covered it in the National File too, Tom. But poll says, Trump job approval rating plunges 10 points in a month. I believe that poll. I actually believe that, because the only reason why they're acting like there's anything really going on is because the stock market took a bump. And so they can claim that, oh, yeah, we're doing fine. No, we're not. We're not, folks. And so I don't know, Tom. I mean, I'm not trying to make this a bash Trump session. It's just like I sit here and I see everything that's going on, and I see Trump giving more energy to domestic terrorists than he is any of his base that's all suffering. I see him have a big event in Dallas today where I think a seat at this fundraiser was, I think it was almost $500,000. I don't know. It was big money donors. So that's nice for them, but he hasn't even put out an official thing on his website that the event is coming up in Tulsa. Everybody thinks there's an event happening in Tulsa. There's been nothing on DonaldJTrump.com. No official announcement. So what the hell is going on there? So I don't know, Tom. I mean, it's just like, we know who is responsible for getting Trump in office. And so there's a lot of accountability and responsibility that comes with that. And I don't know. I don't want to feel like a fool come November again when, they just put it up. Finally. Finally, they put it up. They must have been listening, Tom. They literally just put it up. How about that? We got a victory. We're finally winning.
We have a link on a website. But Owen, I mean, I think you're right. And we have these same exact conversations at the National File offices. It's like, what is happening in this administration? And like you, I always go back and I remember at those early rallies, Trump would get up there and say, I'll give you at least four good years. And maybe deep down, that's all this president really wants to do, is give us a roaring economy for an 8-year period. Keep the barbarians at the gate, so to speak. But he doesn't want to actually cross the Rubicon and change the world and make it so that we're not going to revert the second he leaves office, whether it's January of next year or January of 2025. Maybe that's all he wants to do, is create a 10-year or 8-year or 4-year or 2.5-year at this point period of prosperity in this once great country. And if so, I guess I can't blame him, but I certainly share your belief and a lot of other folks who expected a little bit more based on everything we were promised in 2016. 2016. I think that it's been a severe betrayal almost to the base, the way this is ongoing, the way that we have had no leadership in this country. A lot of folks, myself included, we voted for Trump because we thought there would finally be an adult in the room who would go to these colleges that were banning conservative speakers and say, you're not allowed to do that, and would go to these organizations like Antifa that at the time were fomenting civil unrest and rioting and protesting and burning down their cities in Berkeley and elsewhere and say, that's unacceptable. You need to stop this. Instead, all of these things have gotten 100 or 1,000 times worse under President Trump, and it's very difficult to hold your nose. I mean, there's great profit in it. Owen, I'm sure you know. I'm sure all of us know that there's a lot of money in whatever Trump says. You smile and you say, good job. That's my president. That's how you win. Another win for America. And if you actually have the nads to say that that's not true and say that not all of these things are wins and America isn't doing so hot, you will lose money. You will lose popularity. You will lose clout. So it's brave to go out there and say these things. But I just don't get, I don't know if it's making it to the president. I think that he maybe looks at people like you and people like me and says, oh, they just hate me. They're just Trump haters. It's like, I don't want to be a Trump hater. I want to be a Trump lover, but I refuse to become a Trump sycophant. And I think that's the struggle that we all deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Well, and let's be clear. I could be a Trump supporter all day long. When I'm in this chair and this microphone is on and I'm broadcasting and giving the news, I'm telling the truth. I'm being honest, folks. I'm not going to sit here and put a smile on and say, hey, we're winning when we're losing. And I guess, I mean, rudimentally, because I see it too, Tom. It's like, you don't want to go against Trump. People are afraid. People text me like, oh, and I'm really upset with the president, but I'm afraid to admit it because all the Trump supporters will hate me. And I'm like, well, you know, you got to make up your own mind on that. But it's a simple question. I'd ask all the people out there that are listening right now saying, how can you say this about Trump? He's doing so great. Well, remember what Trump said. You'll get tired of winning. All we're going to do is win. Is this winning, folks? Nobody can argue this is winning. I don't want to hear anybody argue that this is winning. Rioting for 2 weeks straight now? Police being shot and murdered? Businesses being closed because of a fake pandemic? Democrats murdering grandmas in nursing homes, giving them coronavirus? Hospitals lying about the numbers so they can get a $13,000 paycheck? By the way, the president is probably, by the end of it, is going to add about $40 trillion to our debt. Is that winning too? So I'm just asking, keep winning. Where are the wins? Because I know, Tom, I know there's people listening that love the president and they're saying, oh, don't go against the president, Owen. He's our only hope. Don't go against him. Okay, my job is not to support or go against the president here. My job is to tell you the truth. And I don't think anybody out there saying that could be honest and say that this is winning right now.
I could not agree more. I think that anybody with a brain looks around and, I mean, maybe I see these people. They make the convoluted thought process and they say, well, the Democrats are embarrassing themselves. Ergo, this is a win. It's not a win. I don't look, maybe I'm naive. I don't look at the people of Seattle and see them as residents of Seattle who have nothing in common with me. I think that basically we're all American, or at least we should be. We used to be. So when I look at a city that is being occupied by a terrorist force, I don't look and say, aha, the Democrats lose again. I look at it and I say, Americans are suffering under a hostile terrorist force. Let's fix this. That would be the win, not laughing and triggering the libs.
Yeah, that's like having the attitude. It's like if a guy in a clown mask or clown makeup comes up you with a knife and starts hacking you up saying, ha ha, you look so goofy in your clown outfit and your clown wig. Ha 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 ha. And he's just stabbing you to death. There's blood pouring out of your neck. And you're like, ha ha, you look so stupid.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store hotline. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store hotline. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store hotline. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store hotline. Triple eight two five three thirty one three nine. Is the InfoWars store. InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars Store hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down, they realize what's happened, they fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show. Is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you've bought into something bigger than what Hitler did. What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls. The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning.
This broadcast
is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have huge breaking news right now. This is going to redeem everything I've said, folks. I've been given exclusive intelligence during the break, and I can confirm this to be true. Sometime between now and the end of history, President Trump will move against the deep state. Sometime between now and the end of days, Trump will drain the swamp. Sometimes between now and the rest of time itself, Trump will move against the deep state. I can confirm that right here for you, Tom Papert.
Well, that is very exciting, Owen, but I have to say I'm still putting my eggs in the Raz Simone basket. I just found out during the break.
Yes.
I just got a message. Owen, you're going to want to hear this. I just got a message from my editor back in his office, and he says that as we've been here on the War Room discussing Warlord Raz, he has actually been tweeting about us. He claims that he must be watching, is all I can think.
Oh, they all watch. I can forget to say hi to him all the time.
And he swears that he is not a warlord. Now, I do have to say that he has been called a warlord by numerous online sources who are in the Seattle area, apparently living under his yoke. But he swears he's not a warlord. And backing up your point, Owen, he believes that Donald J. Trump, president of the United States, put a hit out on him. And he says that the world simply is not ready for a strong African-American man.
So I guess he's admitting Obama was a gay cuck then.
Apparently so, or just not strong, or maybe it's because he's half white. I don't know how crazy these people are getting with their who is what and are you half and half or whatever the case may
be.
But
let's be real. If the president put a hit on him, he'd be dead. So I don't think that's the case.
But it backs up your point. He is using President Trump's tweets to essentially elevate himself.
How does Trump not realize that was going to happen? I mean, as soon as I saw that tweet from him, I was like, oh, great. You just inflamed the terrorist.
And that's exactly what's happening. And that's what he's building it up on his Twitter and probably on the rest of his social media.
You may be right. You know what? We need to get like a live betting board. Like, what are the odds that Raz becomes the new leader of America through an armed revolt versus the odds that President Trump actually stops it? You're going with Raz.
I'm in Team Raz. I have sworn fealty to the warlord of Seattle.
Tom's
to serve.
All in. I mean, this is big. We may have to bring in the crew.
It's the future. It's the future. This is where their country is going. Autonomous warlords throughout the country. And then we will start to see alliances. And I believe that Raz, as the first, will be the hegemon and the emperor of our continent. But I do have to add one thing, Owen. It looks like he might be taken down possibly by the end of the day, not by President Trump, but because there's a litany of homophobic tweets that are coming from his account that he claims they were hacked. And these are from 10 plus years ago. He claims that he was hacked and people retroactively with a time machine went back and wrote these homophobic tweets. But to be clear, you can extort businesses, you can have armed guards, you can beat the crap out of people on camera, but the one thing you cannot do in the Seattle Autonomous Zone is have homophobic tweets.
This is actually a huge development. Now, who was it? It was Joy Reid, right? Joy Reid had the time-traveling Twitter hack originally. She was the first to suffer from the time-traveling Twitter hack. Now you're saying Raz has suffered from it as well?
And our benevolent warlord Raz has apparently suffered at the hands of time-traveling hackers. And he may be gone by the end of the day, but he is defending himself valiantly.
This is we'll have to figure this out, because here's the funny thing is I would actually give him credit, because if you're a rapper and you come out as anti-gay, you're pretty much done. Like, no one's ever going to sign you. Everybody knows about this in the gay mafia, and that's why you don't have people like DMX making albums anymore. But this is incredible. So now Raz has had the time-traveling Twitter hackers. This is amazing, folks. People, you're going to have to make up your mind. Are you gonna be with President Trump, or are you going to be with Raz, who seems to have more control right now in Seattle at this point, at least? But, you know, when I think about it again, if you're President Trump and you want to do something about this, do you just let them destroy? Because I said a while ago, the police should just turn in their badges in and let's just let the Democrat cities just be totally destroyed. So, I mean, again, if that's Trump's plan, then I wish he would at least tell us. I mean, at least tell us so we're not sitting here in total confusion. But I'll say this, with the rally coming up next Friday, you know, that's a major opportunity for Trump to drop some bombshells. I mean, Trump should come out and say these are Democrat riots. Trump should come out and say they faked the pandemic. I mean, it's going to be the biggest platform he's had in a while with there's going to be at least 20,000 people there. He needs to hammer these people. He needs to hammer them with the truth. So that may be a moment of either glory or just a moment of continuation of the norm, which is the new norm, which is a mask and, you know, winning is losing.
It would be very nice if the president would come out and actually say the things that we expect him to say. And my biggest fear, Owen, is that we're going to get down there. I think I may be there. And we're going to hear the president say the same thing he's been saying for 3.5 years, which is, you know, the same litany. We moved the embassy to Jerusalem, lowest African-American unemployment rate. We are draining the swamp. We appointed Kavanaugh and we appointed Gorsuch. You know, he goes through kind of the same thing in every single rally. And you listen and it's like, yes, these are victories, but it feels like a bunch of tiny, easy to win battles when we now have literal warlords taking over parts of the country. So let's step up the wins here. Let's get a little bit bigger of wins rather than rehashing these same ones from the early days of the administration. I hope you're right. I hope that this is his big opportunity to come out. People cover these things, whether or not they like it. The liberal media has to. CNN always starts covering it, then they cut away. Drop some truth bombs while you've got the camera on you. I could not agree anymore.
Yeah, that would be totally huge. I'll tell you what, let's do this with Tom before we let him go. Let's have a little moment and take a laugh here. So a lady in Portland was out protesting, and I guess the context is not too clear here, but it seems that somebody may have, you know, kicked her sign, or maybe she hopped on someone's car and they drove away. And so she was very upset about this, Tom. So she called the police, and the Portland police showed up. And, well, here's how it went.
Behavior is very erratic.
Oh, is it?
And Jamie, every time I just try to have a normal conversation with you, it just goes right to insults.
Is that against the law? Is it against the law to insult a man in blue?
You understand how it's not a normal conversation?
You guys get called shit all the time.
Why we're concerned?
And you take down the blacks, and you get fucking on video.
Oh, man, I didn't censor this. I blew it. Okay, well, that's too bad. Here, just, man. All right, well, we blew it. It's not going to work now. But basically, she ends up, literally, the cop goes, she goes, "You guys are just dropping dead black people." And the cop goes, "That's not true." And she literally just starts screaming at the top of her lungs, high-pitched. So it's like she calls the cops because she needs help. The cops show up to help her. She insults the cops. They're like, "Hey, calm down, Jamie. Try to be human with her." Like, "Hey, Jamie, you know, calm down. Let's have a conversation about this." And then she says, "You're killers," and screams in their face. Like, what?
Well, there's a certain special type of person who can do that, who can call 911 and say, "Please, I need your help now." And then when these nice men with guns and uniforms come to help you, you just scream in their face. It's a very special low IQ type of person to have that reaction. And, you know, it really, I think that there is a lot to be said, and we've seen it in the Project Veritas tapes and elsewhere. They tend to attract a lot of mentally ill individuals into these Antifa groups and protests and riots and now autonomous zones. I mean, we know apparently one of the first things they did in Seattle is they invited a bunch of homeless people who by and large suffer from a litany of mental issues. They invited homeless people, and the homeless people stole their food and left. So this is something that I think Antifa tries to do. It's something that I think is despicable, where they go and they get people who have something going on upstairs that is wrong, and they get them to be foot soldiers. It's something that you would think of happening in Africa, not the United States.
It's they also have a lot of trannies in there too, that are not even trying, folks. These are just guys that want to deceive you. They don't even try to look like women. They literally have a 5 o'clock shadow. There she is. That's how we say goodbye to Tom Papper. Screaming in his ear with a psychopath from Portland.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
I was talking to My Patriot Supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run. And I think down the road, they'll be defeated. But we're going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism, and so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. InfoWars.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take your phone calls in the last hour. I imagine a lot of you probably want to respond to the criticism of President Trump, and that's good. We need to have this conversation. Because at the end of the day, Trump will control his own destiny. Trump's his own man. He'll control his own destiny. We as Americans need to decide what to do with America's destiny. Now, before I give out the phone number so that the crew can start aggregating it so that I can take your calls at the start of the next hour, I want to remind everybody about InfoWarsStore.com and the specials we have going right now, including a t-shirt special on sale at cost. Most t-shirts are under $10 right now. I believe the t-shirt I'm wearing right now, the InfoWars Hexagon logo, is under $10 right now. So get your t-shirts from InfoWarsStore.com, the Space Force t-shirts, the Hexagon logo t-shirts, everything in between. It's how you support us, keep us on air. We also have great supplements on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Read all the great reviews for yourself. And what will happen when we take phone calls for an hour, I guarantee you at least one individual will talk about how great the supplements are at InfoWarsStore.com. The Knockout Sleep Aid, the Survival Shield, the Brain Force Plus. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Hop over to InfoWarsStore.com. Get your emergency food, water filters, air filters. That's how you support us. We cannot thank you enough. Now, let me do a news blitz here. I think I can get through all the news here in the next 8 minutes so that I can have all the time I need in the third hour to take your phone calls. Here is the number. Actually, you know what? I'm having the crew working on something right now, so I may not be able to give it out, actually. Guys, should I wait to get out the number so you can get all this stuff in order? Are you sure? Because I want to make sure we do this right at the end here. All right. Okay, so here's the number, 877 1-800-989-2539. We had such a great time with first-time callers the other day, but I don't want to limit it to first-time callers, but I do want to encourage first-time callers to call in. 877-789-2539. Now, let's see what else we have here. All right, just some headlines for you on a news blitz. NASCAR announces that it will be banning displays of the Confederate flag at all its events and properties. That's nice. Even NASCAR is censoring free speech now. As if, whatever, Confederate flag, I guess that's a big problem. It's just you cater to the mob. They give them an inch, they take your life. Amazon has banned police from using its controversial facial recognition technology. Oh, now it's controversial for tracking and contract tracing for coronavirus. It was all everything, but now it's controversial. If police want to use it, you know, for law enforcement, and then you can't do it. Amazon's banning police from using its controversial facial recognition technology for a year amid ongoing nationwide protests over police brutality and racial profiling. Right, because we don't want to actually get the criminal using the technology we have. That makes sense. And since the police are so racist, I guess they'll just assume every criminal is a black guy then. And so we wouldn't want the facial recognition technology so that the racist police can just keep going after black people, which, of course, is a lie anyway. More than 1,200 former Justice Department workers on Wednesday signed a letter calling the agency's internal watchdog to investigate Attorney General Barr and his involvement in law enforcement's move last week to push a crowd of peaceful demonstrators back from Lafayette Square using horses and gas. So I would immediately investigate those Justice Department officials for potential insurrection. We won't get that, though. Minneapolis Police Chief Madeira Arredondo says he was withdrawing from contract negotiations with the local police union as he pursues reforms that would make it easier to terminate officers who act inappropriately. Again, this is all in a response to a non-issue. You take a singular issue with a singular cop and a couple other cops. They've all already been charged, and now you turn it into something that is just a national disgrace. Oh, this next one's tough. George Floyd's family and Reverend Al Sharpton are expecting 100,000 people to attend a new march on Washington in August to push for criminal justice reform on the 57th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s original march on Washington. This makes me sick. Criminal justice reform. What a joke. We are just, I'm sorry, folks, but we're just so stupid. It's not about criminal justice reform. Criminal justice reform is actually bad. You need law reform. End the war on drugs, make prostitution illegal, or make prostitution legal. I'm not promoting any of that. But, heck, porn is the most watched thing on the earth right now. How come you can go film a porno, but you can't solicit prostitution? It doesn't make sense. How many people get locked up for prostitution? Moms just trying to feed their kids. Drugs? Alcohol? What is most people's first negative experience with police? Busted for smoking a joint. Busted for underage drinking. Get rid of that. Get rid of that percentage. Major, major reform. No, we don't actually want issues, but fix issues. But here's the sad thing about this. I actually listened to Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech yesterday. And if you listen to that, you realize that everything that the current Democrat BLM movement is doing is the exact opposite of everything Martin Luther King said in his speech. Think about that. And for that criminal Al Sharpton to be leading this attack on reality, this is they're destroying Martin Luther King's name. Do you know that? BLM and Al Sharpton and the rest of them are destroying Martin Luther King's name and reputation right now. Look at Al Sharpton. Look at that piece of total. Al Sharpton is a piece of shit. Did I say that? No, you didn't hear me. I dumped myself. See, I've learned how to use my paddle right here. So I can say all kinds of things about Al Sharpton, that no good, dirty, rotten piece of human. Yeah, like that.
Oh, what did I just say about R. Sharpton? Oh, nothing. We really like old Al. Oprah. Oh, gosh, Oprah. You know, I didn't play this on air. I'm going to put it on my news release today on my Subscribestar account, this video of Oprah talking about I almost can't believe it. I couldn't confirm it. That's why I'm not going to play it on air. But it's video of Oprah talking about how to properly sexually abuse a child. I'm not even kidding you. And this is going around Twitter. And again, I scoured the internet. Now, it turned the event actually happened. I couldn't find other video of it. So I can't confirm it, but here's what I can confirm. You can be the judgment for yourself. I'll upload it maybe on band.video too, but it'll be on my Subscribestar tonight. But here's what I do know. Oprah has a special called Where Do We Go From Here with special black thought leaders. All these people are rich. They're more rich than me. They're more rich than you. They're all black. And here's Oprah worth billions of dollars telling you how oppressed she is, telling black people how oppressed they are, telling black people how they can't make it in America. Makes me sick. That fat bitch made it all the way to the top, billions of dollars, as a black woman because she was black. And you know what? Yeah, she was talented and hardworking, just like anyone else in America that wants to make it. And she did it. And she made billions. And now she stomps on the neck. She puts a knee to the neck of young black people. And you know what I really think it is? I really think it is this. Oprah Winfrey knows she's nothing special. She got rich off the fact she's a popular black lady. She doesn't want any competition. She doesn't want any other black people having talk shows. She don't want any other black people getting popular. She doesn't want another powerful black woman making impact. She wants it all for her selfish fat ass. Oprah Winfrey could have been a hero for the world with her billions and her platform, and instead she turned into a sellout bitch. So there you go. That's how I feel about that. Oh, you can't say that. They're black. They hate black people. Al Sharpton's been taking advantage of black people for 30 years. Oprah Winfrey doesn't want black people to be successful. That's why she tells you you can't. Oh, man. But hey, white celebrities partner with the NAACP to take responsibility for racism. That'll do it. What? Oh, we interrupt this news for a George Floyd funeral dance break. Let's get it. You hear the music? You better dance. Dance break right there. We go into the third hour on a George Floyd dance break. Get it with the casket.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it.
The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
You guys didn't realize how fun a George Floyd dance break was until just now. By the way, so just to be clear, the name of the song is Astronomia, and the pole bears, the dancing pole bears, are from Ghana. And so the funny thing is the Ghanese, I believe it's Ghanese, right? The Ghanese pole bears are so good at the dancing. They do this, like, this is their thing. This is their, you can hire them out anywhere, I guess. And they're so good when they do their dancing, the casket is never off balance. That's how good they are at this. And it doesn't matter how crazy or how up and down they go, you'll notice that the casket is hardly ever off balance. Now, Floyd's casket was off balance the whole time. If there was a body in there, it was a disheveled mess. Now, there probably wasn't a body in there. Was there ever a body, I guess, is the question. You say, oh, they wouldn't fake a death of George Floyd. I saw the video. I saw, folks, they faked Russian collusion. They fake global warming. They fake Jussie Smollett hate crimes. They fake everything. All they know is fake. But we won't go back down that road. Instead, let's do this. Let's play some other video clips here before I go to your calls. By the way, big announcement coming up in the last segment. Huge announcement coming up in the last segment. Guys, let's go to, you know what? Did we censor clip 12? Okay, this is good. This is Tina Forte. I found this video. She uploaded it on her Twitter. Sometimes, you know, you already know all this, but sometimes somebody just has to tell it like it is, raw, hardcore, to the point, and it sounds like this.
Defund the police? How's about we defund your fucking welfare? Abolish ICE? How's about we abolish fucking abortions and defund your Planned Parenthood? How all you motherfuckers that want to sit out there with your fucking phones video recording your fellow Americans getting their ass kicked instead of stepping up and defending them? How's about we do that for a change? You dumb fucks. Fuck out of here.
It's like, duh. Oh, defund the police, but fund abortion. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Of course not. Now, let's go to this supercut from Grabian. Just showing you how the media hates you, hates truth, faked a pandemic, and is incubating race riots. Here it is.
And a far more serious scene. Watch these images. Really just an ugly, a dangerous scene at the state capitol in Michigan.
As we look at this extreme group of people.
Those pictures and those clashes really show the chaos.
And you're out there with guns.
I don't want to call them rallies. They're not protests.
These quote unquote protests. I don't even think that that's the right word because protests are supposed to be peaceful.
I'm not embarrassed to say that I was afraid.
It's not clear what they're demanding, demanding to infect other people, demanding to make other people sick.
It's dangerous, and these people can take this home with them and hurt their families and all the rest.
I'd like to ask them if they're willing to sign away their right to treatment if and when they get infected.
Who the hell do you think you are? I don't understand what is wrong with people. Stay at home.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not generally speaking, unruly.
That ain't a riot, what we're seeing right now in Minneapolis.
Excuse me, any reasonable person would say we shouldn't be destroying other people's property, but these are not reasonable times.
And please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
The beautiful thing is we're seeing citizens who are caring and concerned. They're hitting the streets.
Heartwarming to see so many people turn out peacefully.
You know, Brooke, I think this is a march, really.
But as they're coming off, it's peaceful. They're saying peaceful protest.
Across the country, it's bringing people together, community with unity.
People are risking COVID to explain to this country that we're fed up.
What more do you need to see to know these people are total and complete liars? But it's worse than that, folks. They have an agenda. They have an agenda that's anti-you. But you know, I'm getting really clear messages every night, and they're coming from a different dimension of how to deal with these people. But I can't tell if it's God or if it's the devil telling me how to deal with these people. You know what I mean?
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
Third and final hour of the InfoWars War Room. The callers are lined up. Big announcement coming in the last segment today. You know, I will just say this before I go to your calls, because everybody wants to talk about Trump. I would just say that as somebody who's probably done as much as long as anyone else for President Trump out there, it's not that I've always understood that we're the Dark Knight. So the problem is not recognition. The problem is the lack of action. I'll go to bat all day long for President Trump and not get a single accolade. That would not bother me a day of my life. But if I go to bat for Trump every day of my life and don't get a single accolade and he doesn't deliver on what he promised, then I'm a chump. Then I've let myself down. I've let this audience down. I've let everybody down. And so I'm not going to do that. But yeah, as somebody who's been one of the biggest supporters and put the most out there for President Trump in the last 4 years, before most people did it, out on the streets, just everything we've done in support of him, to be at this point today is not easy, folks. It's not fun. And so you've heard all the news we've covered. I do have some other news I may get to before we sign off, but most people here that have gotten through want to talk about Trump. So let's start with Alex in California. Alex in California, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. I'm right there with you, man. I've been with him since day one. I've lost countless friends and relatives defending him during the first election. And the only thing that I keep asking myself is, like, where the hell is 2016 Trump? And I want to know who the hell cut his balls off. Because I don't know how you can declare Antifa a terrorist group and then have them take over a section of a city and how you don't send the military in instantly. Like, imagine if ISIS just came in and just took over a part of a city. What, then we're just going to let them do it? Like, I don't understand what the hell is going on, and I don't know where his backbone is, who cut his balls off, or what he's doing, or what he's waiting for.
And to me, it's not even that one singular issue as the biggest issue. It's just that's like another puzzle piece in the larger issue, which is that the Democrat Party is openly engaging in insurrection, period.
Yep.
And we're getting nothing. And by the way, because most of these callers looks like they're in agreement with me of Trump. And I want people to understand who don't like hearing this, and I'm seeing it too, folks. Just because your favorite personality on Fox News or on social media still likes Trump and you feel good about the whole movement and everything, don't fall for that condition bias. Don't fall for that and think that Trump is just invincible. He's not. Thinking people, rational people, are wondering what the hell Trump is doing. I'm sorry, Alex, finish up.
No, my parents are that way. Like, I hate to admit it. I love them to death. But every time I talk to them, my mom's always like, oh, don't worry. He's doing what he's got to do. And I'm like, Mom, what are you talking about? Well, he hasn't done anything yet. He's been letting everybody steamroll him and us for the last like 5 months now. For years now, especially you guys over at InfoWars getting censored and stuff and him not doing anything. He's now censored, not doing anything. So it like drives me nuts.
Yeah, you know, here's the analogy I'll make. Alex, thanks for the call. I got a lot of callers to get to. Great call. Here's the analogy I'll make, and I think people will understand it. And I always do sports analogies, but I remember when I was going into high school my freshman year, I was always really good at soccer, and I was always the best one on the field. And so going into my freshman year, I just assumed, oh, I'm going to walk onto the soccer team and everything will be just fine. And I remember all summer, my father telling me, you need to be practicing. You need to be out running. You need to get in shape. And I sat back and said, I'll be fine. I scored 40 goals last year. Give me a break. And he kept telling me. And then there'd be a month towards tryouts. He'd say, what are you doing? You need to train. I'll get to it next week. Well, guess what? I never got to it. Tryout showed up, and I tore my Achilles tendon and couldn't play soccer again. So that's what an action does. Let's go to Dave in Utah. Go ahead, Dave.
Yes, great to talk with you again, Owen. And I agree with you. I had a conversation with somebody very, very close to me about the president. He says, well, it looks like he's taking the best course of action. I says, what, inaction? That ain't no course of action.
And that's it, though. And that's the thing, because that's what it is. Now, if that's his plan to let Democrat cities burn and he thinks politically that's a victory for him, okay, then that's his measurement. But we are not even getting any indication of that.
No. And the thing is he has to act. What's really upset me the most, Owen, is you guys sticking your neck out as your independent media and all the independent media that I've seen over the last, 4 years, and that I've been following, I followed Alex from the beginning, but, and others, and other independents, what I'm seeing is they're just kind of laying you out there and just, not going after these people that have been punishing you and trying to shut you down. That's what's really pissing me off.
And I could make it personal, and I'd have all the validation in doing that. I don't even want to make it personal. If Trump was delivering for America hand over foot, I wouldn't complain about the fact I got arrested twice for this man and spent over 30 hours in jail. I wouldn't care about the fact they tried to murder me out in the streets in Austin last week because I showed up at a George Floyd rally. I wouldn't complain at all if he was fighting for America every day like we expected him to. I'm just not seeing it.
Last thing about all this garbage going on and people here say, well, these riots caused by the George Floyd. I said, this has nothing to do with George Floyd. If you've been really paying attention as long as most of us have, it's not. I have a customer that comes in, and she's from Sierra Leone. And I'll tell you, she is absolutely disgusted with what she's seeing. She says, you know what? She says, well, she's been here about 6-7 years. And she says, why don't you come over to where I'm from or come over to the Republic of Congo? And she says, I'll show you what real racism is. And it's black. She says, it was our countrymen against countrymen. She says, this nothing. This country has nothing on those people. And she's exactly right.
No, it's a joke that people in America think they're oppressed. I mean, it's beyond a joke, but that's what the media has done. That's what the universities have done. It's liberalism. It's a mental disorder. Thanks for the call, Dave. Shane in Alabama. Go ahead, Shane.
Alpha Male Schroyer, it's a pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. I'm right with Tom, man. I feel like he hit the nail on the head. I don't think Trump has anything left. I think he gave it the best 4 years he had. He kind of sees that no matter what he does, the media is attacking him. the left's attacking him. So at this point, he's just sitting back, letting the Democrat cities burn until November, calling it a good run, and hoping we have a backup plan. That's the way I see it, brother. And I feel like, you know, at this point, you know, I've tried to ride out the wave. I've tried to sit back, just be patient. But at what point do you feel like we're just cucking to Trump at this point? Like, no matter what he says he's going to do, the reason we voted for him in 2016, you know, started off fairly well, and now we're just left on the sidelines, nothing being done.
Well, see, I'm glad that you said that, because that's exactly what it is, and that's what I'm not going to do, and that's what I don't want to see happen. But it is what I'm seeing happen. And maybe there's a better way to put it, but it is kind of cucking to Trump. It's like, oh, I'm just going to support Trump no matter what he does. Well, that's not very smart, but that seems to kind of be the case for a lot of these Trump supporters. But I guess we should have expected that.
I guess you should have. You're right. You should have expected it, man.
Because you're always going to have the fanatics out there.
Always, always, literally no matter what. And they would have voted for him regardless of anything he was talking about in the first place, I feel like, just to vote opposing the Democrats, you know. But, man, you know, at some point we got to stand up and take action. You know, like I said, I'm from Alabama, and, you know, we had the riots starting up in Birmingham. It took all of about 15 minutes and one window be broken, and it was shut down, man. Like, Alabama, I mean, all these
yeah, you know, look, I'll give credit to the Austin police here, too. Thanks for the call, Shane, because the protesters are out again today. They tried to block traffic. It lasted about 15 minutes. The cops shut it down. So the APD's done
well. I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we're going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. It's the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's finally here, introducing the first of its kind nascent iodine spray with True Atomic Iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of True Nascent Iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health, as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of True Nascent Iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Bern, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tubafors have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Couple things. This is insane. Now, this has been shown, case in point, 100 times over, but now the latest example is Bill de Blasio's daughter. Here's Bill de Blasio's daughter before college. Looks like a upstanding citizen. Good-looking women. Cute. Nice makeup. Hair's right. Nice dress. You're saying, hey, that's an upstanding woman right there. She looks sane, healthy. You maybe want to take her to dinner. But let's look at her after dinner. Let's look at her after the university. Oh, my God! Oh! Who let her into the meth? But seriously, folks, you can find examples of this by the hundreds. Rachel Maddow is one of them. I remember there were two girls, I wouldn't even be able to find it, but there were two girls that were in viral videos I shot that were liberal protesters, and people went out and actually, or it was people who went to high school with them and put up their high school senior photo and was like, hey, they were hot in high school. What the hell? Shave their head bald? Dress like a man? It's like, yeah, that's called the Chinese communism, anti-Americanism, diversity, gay agenda at the universities. And now, Twitter has just announced, but see, it won't even matter because Russian collusion was a total hoax, but it won't even matter. China had over 200,000 fake accounts on Twitter, 150 times more than Russia. Doesn't matter. No Chinese investigation, no Chinese collusion, no China is the enemy. This is a joke. This is just, you know what, but here's the sad thing, folks. And you know what? Look, if I'm giving Trump any reprieve, it's here. And this may be why Trump's given up, actually. If that's the case. Folks, China has already conquered this country. They just haven't flown their flag over it yet. They run Hollywood. They run the internet. They run the Democrat Party. They run our media. They run everything. They manufacture all of our goods. They have all of our raw materials. They have all of our debt. I mean, China already conquered us. That's why they censor everything. You're getting your taste of Chinese communism, folks. And believe me, if America isn't going to come back from the dead and do something about this lawlessness, China is. And it'll come in the way of the UN and the World Health Organization. But it'll really be China. Folks, I'm telling you, China owns everything. And nobody wants to go against China because they have the biggest market. Everybody manufactures their goods in China. I mean, it's just a joke. So maybe that's why Trump is just like, okay, well, I guess it's too late. China's conquered us and there's nothing I can do. The media's in on it. The Democrats are in on it. All the American companies are in on it. I've got T-shirt and tie manufacturers in China, so I guess we'll just do it. So, yeah, this was at the UN deal that they had in Utah, and the UN basically declared sovereign territory in Utah. So it's not good. It's not good, folks. And now China is going to be censoring your movies. So they just pulled Gone with the Wind. China will censor it, and then you'll see Gone with the Wind. But it won't be the movie you saw growing up. It won't be the American classic. it'll be some Chinese propaganda film now. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Danny in Texas. Go ahead, Danny. You're on the InfoWars War Room is Raw.
Hey, Owen. Good to talk to you, man. I'm a little disappointed. I'm kind of sad. I think everybody is. I don't know what happened to Trump, you know? If you look back when, 2016, he was on fire, He was snappy, he was quick, he was sharp, he was tearing everybody a new one left and right.
And by the way, don't look now, folks, but it's the middle of June. We're in prime election season.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, I'm a little worried. I don't know what happened to him, What was the last we saw him, basically? Every day he was up there with Fauci and Burks, just going on and on about the coronavirus, and now that's all gone. And he's just, it's like radio silence, except for a couple all-cap tweets of Law and Order, which don't do anything.
Oh, you know what? Let me tell you something that really makes me sick. I get about 10 emails a day from the Trump campaign, about 5 texts asking me for money, sign the birthday card, mega donor, come to the event. I get my tweet notifications 100 times a day from Trump retweeting people who will never have his back in a storm ever. But as far as real action, legitimate action, stuff that he could put a feather in his cap on, ever since the State of the Union, haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm not sure. What do we do now? Who do we look to next?
And that's my ultimate dilemma, Danny. Is it? Because it's like polar opposites. And I just call things as I see them. But when you think about how do you win? Is it, do I apply pressure to Trump because he wants to win re-election? And if he sees that the InfoWars audience is going sideways from him, thinking he's going sideways and that's going to cost him the election, then maybe he'll do something? Or is that just going to make him even more mad and he'll just sit on his hands and do nothing even worse? Or do I have to just launch my full support behind him, hoping that's what will draw out the action? And so these are the things I think everybody's wondering right now. Thanks for the call, Danny. Let's go to Ed in California. Go ahead, Ed.
How you doing, Owen?
Good. Thanks for calling.
So I'm going to make this quick because I know you got a lot of callers, and I agree with what everybody's saying. I never voted in my life, and in 2016, watching Trump embarrass these Democrat liberal scumbags, it brought me out to vote for him. Now, in terms of overall, has he failed? Yes. I think that when the deep state in China came up with this COVID situation, they pretty much knocked the legs out of him because the only thing at that point he could stand on was the economy. Now that's gone. Now, at this point, if he doesn't care, or maybe he just doesn't want to be president anymore, why doesn't he just do what everybody's going to get upset about in terms of the Democrats? Reinstate General Floyd to the position he was at. Pardon Roger Stone, and go after, with a vengeance, all the tech giants that have these monopolies. There's going to come a point in time, because, I'm over here in California, so I'm behind enemy lines. I see, what's going on, and it bothers me to the point where I can't stand it, where I see these people protesting, pushing false narratives, looting, robbing, beating up people, and there's nothing I can do about it. And I'm just here watching the TV. Because, of course, the governor, scumbag, and the mayor of L.A., scumbag, have told the police to stand down so they can't do nothing or won't do anything. There's going to come a point in time, Owen, where all forms of diplomacy will have been exhausted. And talking is off the table. And if Antifa and BLM want a war, because that's where it's headed, then we'll give it to you.
Well, I'm afraid that it's already reached that point. Not the point of war, but the point of diplomacy already being gone. You saw what happened when I showed up at the George Floyd protest. They tried to murder me and the crew. So that point is already gone. But then I ask myself this. Do I have better odds going to, say, Roz or Antifa to try to reason with them and make something happen with them? Or do I have better odds of making something happen with Trump? Sadly, I think the answer is actually Antifa at this point.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so
populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Coffee and energy drinks provide a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go, TurboForce. TurboForce from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used across the globe to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. TurboForce is a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. Try adding this to your daily routine and revolutionize your day today.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We are in a war for America. This is the War Room.
Well, you don't have a much better example of a complete fraud than the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, who tweets out today she'll be wearing a mask. And then you look at all the photos of her at all the rallies and protests, and she's never wearing a mask. These people are such criminal phonies, man. And it's the media that just lies to the public all day long. And so people fall for it. And they really think the Democrats are trying to help them. They really think the Democrats are good people. No, folks, the Democrats are nothing but lying criminal frauds on their face. Wear a mask, says the mayor of D.C. She never wears a mask. Don't get a haircut, says the mayor of Chicago. She goes out and gets a haircut. Don't go to gym. Don't go to the gym, says the governor of New York. He goes to the gym, works out. Stay inside. There's a global pandemic happening, said every Democrat, every member of the media. And then they said, go out and protest. Black people are being killed by police. You know, I'd like to see all of you in jail for the rest of your life here on Earth. But I do get some solace knowing that you'll be in a jail of flames for the rest of your existence. Your soul will be in hell. So enjoy hell. Now, let's go back out to the phone lines. Oh, by the way, you won't believe what Joe Biden said. Huh. You will not believe what Joe Biden said. We're going to play it in the next segment. But first, let me take a couple more calls. Let's go to Andre in Canada. Go ahead, Andre.
Hey, Owen. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. First of all, do you know Angel Wallace?
I don't think so.
Okay. She declared on YouTube that a bunch of people have been arrested and executed or jailed. That is something weird, and I would like to know your opinion on that.
Sure, sure. We've heard a lot of this stuff. And, you know, the QAnon movement said that there were hundreds of rescued children on those Navy ships as well. So there's all kinds of crazy stuff. Look, there's definitely stuff going on behind the scenes with the pedo arrests and stuff, or at least they're worried about it because they're covering up the whole Maddie McCann story right now.
Right.
So there's definitely something there, but I can't report anything because I don't know of it. I haven't seen any real proof of it. I mean, the only proof we have is just really, I guess, low-level arrests of pedophile networks in California, in Florida, and some other places. But as far as it reaching Hollywood or reaching politicians or people in media, I've not seen any proof of that yet.
Okay, no, I understand, and I'm waiting for the proof because she is actually saying many things about many famous people, the Obamas and this and that, the Clintons and whatever.
And I would say this. Let me retract because I won't say there's no proof because there is a level of proof in that all these people are crapping their britches right now. I mean, John Brennan is walking around with a steaming pile of crap in his pants all day long. You know, people in Hollywood are panicked all the time now. So there's no doubt there's something going on. Now, whether that's because there's actual action or they're just worried there might be is another story. But, you know, that's why you have this new Hollywood video coming out with all these oppressed people in Hollywood. Oh, it's so hard in Hollywood. Oh, my gosh. Now all the white Hollywood stars are saying how they're guilty for their white privilege. Screw you. It's liberal privilege. It's Hollywood privilege. That's what it is. You're all pathetic. America is laughing at you. You know what's sad, Andre? Thanks for the call. You know what's sad, folks? I really love movies. I really love art. I really love culture. I love sports. I really do. I really enjoy it. I like observing it. I like seeing it. I like consuming it. I like it. I used to review movies. I used to work in sports media. Like, it's awesome. But guess what? I can't open a damn movie without seeing some liberal who wants my country destroyed. I can't open a video app without seeing a Black Lives Matter promotion. I can't go to a ball game without being told I got to take a vaccine or I need to kneel for an anthem or some bull crap. I can't do it anymore. You open up Netflix, Black Lives Matter. You order anything online, Black Lives Matter, COVID-19. I'm done with all of you. And that's the real answer, folks. It's really because that at the end of the day, it really doesn't come down to Trump. It comes down to us. Are we going to stop buying the goods from China? Are we going to stop and going to Netflix? We're going to cancel our Netflix subscription. I'm done with Netflix. Are we going to cancel Amazon? And we have to measure all these things. Is it even possible? Is it even possible for us to escape this? Or have we already been conquered? Ultimately, we decide. Let's go to David in California. Go ahead, David.
Oh, and pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for calling.
So I think it's important that we criticize the president as much as we can at this point, because I think the alternative, you know, we let these people actually go through with their plans and succeed is certain death for us. Whether it's, you know, the Republic gasping for its last breath of air or these, you know, globalist scumbags that are, you know, gasping for their last breath of air. I think it's important to kind of do exactly what we're doing here and criticizing them as much as we can so that we can, you know, gain his attention and let him know. I mean, this is essentially what's happening right now is essentially a playbook. It's like a operation 1973 operation. I forget what it's called. Where the CIA went into several countries in South America.
Is that Gladio?
Not Gladio, but Condor, is it? I forget. But anyhow, they use propaganda and disinformation to basically create this power transfer. And the same players that conducted that operation were the same players that were in in leading roles in September 11th,
Let's be clear about something else here too, because Trump is under the most attack. And so here's what I wish. I wish that the president would understand. And it's so weird. It's like, I know he knows this, but it's like, he's under the most attack. Respond accordingly. America has your back. America's sick of Hollywood. America's sick of the Democrats. America's sick of the liberal crap. Like, we're done with it, Trump. We get it. Like, you're the one under attack more than anybody. Respond accordingly. We have your back. But, like, he's making it a point where he's, like, now pushing us away.
One thing that scares me is that I got a letter, email from the superintendent of my kid's school, and he was basically sending out his support for BLM.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's my point. Oh, you can't do anything pro-America or pro-God or pro-Trump in school, but everything anti-America, anti-God, anti-Trump is promoted.
Yeah, and we're talking about kindergarten. We're talking about elementary school here. You know what I mean? So what does that have to do with their kids' education? You know, I don't understand how they can.
Don't you see? It has everything to do with your kids' education. They're being indoctrinated into the communist agenda.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Our enemies definitely sitting back and drinking a cup of tea, because as Napoleon said, it don't interrupt your enemy while they're destroying themselves. So I hope President Trump is listening, and I hope he gets his act together, because now is the time to act, because we're 144 days. That's not enough time. We're out of time. We need to get this done yesterday and put these people behind bars and get everything squared away.
Tell you, man.
We're not going to have an opportunity.
Tell you, man, I've been saying it since day one. Every day that Hillary Clinton and Obama and Brennan and Comey and Soros and the rest of them, every day they walk free, expect more chaos, expect more criminality, expect more death, expect more insurrection, expect more treason. Every day, folks, every day they're not behind bars is one day closer to America's death. So you're just seeing it happen, folks. That's all. All right, big announcement coming up on the other side.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and in some ways even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself. I was talking to My Patriot Supplier at Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated. But we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins. So please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is the end, my friends, my only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion, it's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety, movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, well, I told the crew not to air this. This is exclusive content from my Subscribestar. You know what? That's fine. We'll deal with you guys later. All right, I'm going to do a news blitz here, and then I have a big announcement I'm going to make, but first I'm going to do news blitz. I may have time for another call or two. Let's just dive right into these final stories here. U.S. soccer reverses itself, repeals rule requiring players to stand during the national anthem. So that's nice. U.S. soccer affirms Black Lives Matter and says we support the fight against racial injustices. This country is screwed, man. This country is so screwed, man. Oh, boy. Oh, geez. Oh. The protesters are now coming for Paw Patrol, which is a Nickelodeon cartoon that features police dogs. Now, the funny thing is, you go look at it, I guarantee you the creator of Paw Patrol said, hey, let's have a bunch of different dogs so that we can kind of have like a diversity thing on, so they have all the different dogs, all the different police dogs, but now see that's representing cops as the good guys, and so that's now considered bad, and so Paw Patrol will probably be off air soon. And this is all part of a Chinese communist plan to remove the first line of law enforcement here in America by telling you it's racist, and Soros is betting on China to become the world's economy and the American economy to collapse. So that's why Soros is funding and a part of all this rioting and the looting and the Black Lives Matter and everything. Berkeley College apologizes for allowing police to use the bathroom after protests. That was in Boston. The Berkeley College of Music apologized for letting the cops use the bathroom. Pathetic. Defund immediately. They won't. They're cowards. Trump praises Italian Archbishop who urges him to fight the deep state protests. So is Trump going to listen, though? Look at this madness from an Amy Siskind. I guess maybe she works for the Washington Post, but anyway. She says, Tucker Carlson on Fox News and have blood on their hands. When all this is over, I hope they are face hearing and trials for their roles in the death and violence through gaslighting, lies, and propaganda. Folks, that's literally everything the Democrats are doing. Lying to black people about racial inequality and police murders. Lying to America about Russian collusion. Lying to America about Trump. Then saying, go out in the streets. It's all the Democrats lying to America about a pandemic. Literally everything. Murdering old people in nursing homes. Murdering people on ventilators. No, Amy, the Democrat Party is a mass murdering group. The Democrat Party is the biggest hate group in America. The Democrat Party is the biggest racist mass murdering group in American history. But it's what's left over from the KKK, so we shouldn't be surprised. Jack Dorsey tweets out, well, first Twitter support tweets out that, read an article before you tweet it. And then Jack says, did you read the article before you spread it? It's like, all Twitter does is spread fake news. Fake hashtags, fake accounts. China just got caught with 200,000 accounts. Why didn't Twitter do anything about that? Because Twitter works with China. Twitter's in bed with China. Twitter gets a reach around from China every night and vice versa, and they love it. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey says download Signal as U.S. protests gain steam, basically saying to communicate on that because it's encrypted. You know, I've done that and told my friends to do that too so that we can talk on an encrypted app. But apparently, and I just found out that Facebook either has or is buying Signal. So when that happens, it's time for a new one because it's now compromised, which may already be the case. Last night in West Virginia, history was made, and I guess politically, if that's your aim, this is good news. For the first time in a long time, I don't even know, but I have since 2004, for the first time, Republicans outvoted Democrats in a West Virginia primary. In 2004, it was 69% Democrat, 31% Republican. Last night's primary was 53% Republican, 47% Democrat. So maybe that's a sign of things to come. And remember, the media, when a Democrat would win a special election or anything, oh, this shows you, it's inevitable. Democrats taking over everything. But when there's a swing for a Republican, nobody talks about it. All right, guys, let's just air this from Joe Biden. First, let's air the two fumbles and bumbles from this unfortunately, old blithering fool suffering from dementia. Guys, just go clip 16, 17, and then 19. Just roll them back to back.
He's going down to Texas on Juneteenth, right?
Nope, he's
first
in Tulsa.
First major massacre, literally speaking.
Nope, that was the Emancipation.
Black Wall Street, right? Years ago.
Literally none of that makes sense.
You know, the rapidly rising in with, I don't know. But even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd's death did.
Wow. You ain't black if you don't vote Biden, who just told you that George Floyd's more powerful than Dr. Martin Luther King. See, I have a feeling that they're actually going to try to replace Dr. Martin Luther King historically with George Floyd. I'm not even kidding you. Think about it. Martin Luther King was a conservative. Martin Luther King was against abortion. Martin Luther King wanted black people and white people to get along. That's everything the Democrats hate. You watch, folks. The Democrats are coming for Martin Luther King next. You watch. They'll do it. As soon as they find out that Martin Luther King said in his I Have a Dream speech that one day slaves, the daughters and sons of slaves and the daughters and sons of slave owners will sit down at the table together in peace and harmony, when they find out that that's what Martin Luther King stood for and that's everything they're against, oh, better believe you me, they're coming for Martin Luther King. When they find out Martin Luther King was against abortion, oh boy, they're coming to cancel Martin Luther King. You bet. You bet right now. You bet right now. Expose Bill Gates Day of Action is coming up. Hashtag expose Bill Gates Day of Action, June 13th. And the New York Times is mad because last week they said everybody has to wear a mask on airplanes, but none of the airlines are enforcing it. So that's pretty funny. All right. We won't make the Civil War joke, or will we? So after they toppled a Confederate monument that nearly killed a black guy, we were thinking, is it time to add one more to the Civil War casualty for casualties killed by Confederates, or is that too soon? Well, he's still in the coma, so we'll hold off on that. All right. All right, I'm going to go ahead and make an announcement now. I'm sorry to the callers that I couldn't get to. We'll go ahead and make this announcement now, though. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what you see here in front of me is the Super Alpha Male Championship Belt. The Super Alpha Male, the InfoWars Super Alpha Male Championship Belt that I now present here on the desk. Now, here's the deal. Who knows what kind of challenges this is going to end up having us embark in, but here's what's going to happen tomorrow in the final segment. And I'm putting everyone here on blast. I was going to be nice and I wasn't going to do this, but the crew wanted to razz me a little bit. So here's the deal. Tomorrow, the first ever InfoWars Super Alpha Male Champion, brought to you by Super Male Vitality and Alpha Power at InfoWarsStore.com. The first ever Super Alpha Male Champion will be crowned tomorrow in the last segment. And we're going to be having a push-up competition. And I was going to be nice to everybody, but you wanted to razz me, so I'll go ahead and say it. I'm going to kick all your asses. I'll be surprised if anybody here in this building can even do half the push-ups I can do. We've had some people float Darren McBreen's name around. He's old. He's washed up. No. Some people said maybe Rob back there can do it. Too much hair. Heavy. Weighs him down. There's some ladies back here that are pretty lightweight. They think, oh, they like light as a feather. They can do push-ups all day. No. No. No, folks. So there you go. So here is what will be my belt in 24 hours. So I want everybody here at InfoWars to take a look at this right now while it's neutral. Okay? Because this is currently neutral. You got about 24 hours until this is mine. Oh, is that Darren McBreen?
Sounded like a threat, pal.
That's no threat, buddy. I heard you got a back problem. Oh, yeah? Oh, you think you're tough, buddy? You better start training, man.
Oh, man.
You better start training.
I want you.
It's hot in this studio, too. I don't want your heart to give out.
Oh, man.
Oh, we'll see you in 24 hours, Darren. You want this?
Yeah.
You want this? This is neutral for 24 more hours, then it's mine. You stay classy, Info Warriors.